Saint Rita died on May 22, 1457. After her soul left her body, the famous wound on her forehead, once purulent and physically repulsive, began giving off a fragrant scent and resembling a precious ruby-like jewel. The rest of her body took on an appearance of youth and health. It's said as well that the bells of churches in and near Kesha rang by themselves. Among the mourners who came to her wake was a woman who was a near relative of Rita, whose arm had been for many years paralyzed. This woman approached the sacred body and, to relieve her feelings of love, sorrow, and devotion, clasped it around the neck. On the instant, her withered arm suddenly regained feeling and strength. She began to cry out that a miracle was wrought for her, and all the bystanders took up the cry of, "A miracle, a miracle," whilst she, who was healed, kissed again and again the body of her deliverer and returned thanks to God for his great mercy. From that day till this, many miracles have been brought about through Saint Rita's intercession. She is the patroness of the abused, parents, those suffering from sterility, and like Saint Jude, impossible causes. Unofficially, she is the patroness of baseball too, a story best told by the Augustinians who run a national shrine in the United States. It all started during the roaring 20s. Oil business was booming, Texas was hot, and investments spread like wildfire. A group of Catholic nuns and women in New York invested in one oil rig project in Reagan County, Texas. But the project seemed ill-fated, plagued by slow progression and insufficient funds. Because of this, the men hired to work the oil rig had little to do. Cash was slim, and the oil wasn't coming. So they set up a baseball field in the shadow of the derrick. When they weren't attending to drilling at the dry well, they played America's favorite pastime, which was baseball. Meanwhile, the woman asked the priest for advice. "What do you do when you've invested in an oil well that isn't striking oil?" The priest suggested that they pray to Saint Rita, the patroness of impossible causes. He blessed a rose in Saint Rita's name, and that rose was given to Frank Pickerel, a partner of the oil project. Pickerel returned to Texas and scattered the rose petals from the top of the derrick, naming the well Santa Rita No. 1. On May 27, 1923, the drill hit dolomitic sands, called big lime in the oil business. They had to stop drilling. The next day, just 5 days after St. Rita's feast day, the miraculous happened. Even though there had been no more drilling, oil burst into the sky. Here was the answer to the nuns' prayers. The oil spread over a 250-yard area, and those baseball players quickly had to put down their gloves. It was time to get to work. Santa Rita No. 1 had struck oil. The story of the Santa Rita oil rig and the ragtag group of oil men who played baseball in its shadow isn't a well-known tale, but it was the beginning of St. Rita's association with the Boys of Summer. For those of us who desire peace in our hearts, our families, and our world, we have only to look to St. Rita of Kesha for friendship and inspiration. All those who seek a powerful intercession realize the same thing. St. Rita of Kesha is a saint for all people, because she understands the importance of faith, perseverance, and hope in the midst of pain, grief, loss, and anger. Her friendship reminds us that even when life seems most impossible, God's promise of hope springs eternal. For all those who face seemingly impossible situations, I invite you to seek the friendship of St. Rita of Kesha and let her intercede to God on your behalf. St. Rita can be recognized in art by her black Augustinian habit, the thorn piercing of forehead, or by the presence of roses, figs, or even bees. She is often depicted contemplating death by gazing at a skull or crucifix. Her body lies incorrupt in the Basilica of Santa Rita in Kesha. Santa Rita, patrona delle cause impossibili, prega per noi.